Chapter 3. The Lawrence Boy.
"Look," said Meg excitedly a day or two later. She waved a piece of paper at Joe. "An invitation to a New Year's party at Sally Gardner's house, and it's for both of us. Mother says we can go, but what shall we wear?"
"Our best cotton dresses," said Joe, "because we haven't got anything else. Yours is as good as new, but mine has a burn and a hole in the back."
"Then you must keep your back out of sight," said Meg. "I'll have a new ribbon for my hair and my new slippers, and my gloves are all right."
"Mine are stained, so I'll have to go without."
"You must wear gloves to a dance, Joe," cried Meg.
"Then we'll each wear one good one and carry a bad one," said Joe.
Meg looked worried. "All right, but you will behave nicely, won't you? Don't stare, or put your hands behind your back."
On New Year's Eve, the two younger sisters watched the two older girls get ready for the party. There was a lot of running up and down, and laughing, and talking. Meg wanted some curls around her face, so Joe began to work on the papered ends of Meg's hair with a pair of hot tongs.
"Should they smoke like that?" asked Beth.
"It's the wetness drying," said Joe.
"What a strange burning smell," said Amy.
"I'll take the papers off now," said Joe, "and you'll see lots of little curls." She took the papers off, and to her horror, the burnt hair came off with them.
"Oh, oh, what have you done to my hair?" cried Meg.
"I always get things wrong," said Joe unhappily.
"I'm so sorry. I suppose the tongs were too hot." "Don't worry," Amy told Meg, who was crying. "Just tie your ribbon so that the ends come onto your forehead a little, and it will look quite fashionable."
At last, Meg and Joe were ready and went off to the gardener's house, where Mrs. Gardner welcomed them kindly. Meg immediately began to enjoy herself with Sally, but Joe wasn't interested in girlish talk and stood with her back carefully against the wall, watching the dancing. Soon Meg was asked to dance. Then Joe saw a big red-haired boy coming towards her, and she quickly went through a door into a small room.